Isn't it nice in here? Who'd like to stay in church all day today, not endure the heat? I've heard it's 36 degrees today, is that right? That's what I've heard. Oh, everyone's going, oh. I mean, we didn't really have spring, I guess. We went straight from winter to summer, didn't we? So it was kind of odd. So who likes cooler weather? That'd be me. That's because of my skin colour. I don't do well in the heat. My wife, on the other hand, loves the summer. Who loves summer? Not that many. Not that many. Who likes spring? Yeah, quite a few for spring. Yeah, I'd be in the spring category. I'd actually rather be in winter than spring or anywhere. Actually, I prefer winter. Hey, anyway, there's not many of us. Shane, you and me. All right. I want to talk this morning on being a disciple, one of the key elements to being a disciple. And you cannot talk, especially in a C3 church, a Pentecostal church, and you want to know more about this subject, I'm going to talk about the Holy Spirit this morning. It'll be really good to grab Phil Pringle's book. I believe there's a few copies still in the bookshop. Moving in the Spirit, if there's not enough there, I can get more. But that would be a key book to help you in this area of your life. It's very easy to read. It's great for young people, which is why Jordan said, let's have the young people stay today, because I want to pray for all the young people at the end of the service. Okay, Jordan, we're going to do that together, you and me. And Shane can help with that as well, with the young adults that are here this morning. Let's do categories this morning to finish this morning's meeting. So don't leave church, all right, as soon as I finish preaching. Let's pray for people. Let's believe that you're going to get it. You know, every one of us needs another touch from God, don't we? We all need the Holy Spirit on our life. You don't know what God can say to you or speak through you to someone else. So the more we are in love with God, the more we worship God. Who enjoyed the worship time this morning? And so we don't just do that just because it's religious, do we? We do it because we want to have a relationship with God. We relate with God as we're singing, don't we, Josie? It's great fun, isn't it? It's great connecting with God. Didn't you feel like going to kids' church today? Eh? He's being good. And, God's incredible. If you have your Bibles or your phone Bible or whatever it is that you use for your Bible, open it now to Acts chapter 8, please. Acts chapter 8. There's also another book that I've been reading on this particular subject by Yonggi Cho. It's called The Fourth Dimension. And Yonggi, when he was a young pastor, he's got a church of just a few hundred thousand. In fact, I think it's more like 500,000 these days. But when he first started, he only had 50,000. 70% of his church is women. Most of the men have got to work long hours in career and what have you. But I don't know why I said that, except that it's just a statistic. But he was extremely busy because he didn't get the leadership deal sorted and not recognize that he needed a lot of people to help him run such a large church. You can imagine the growth and how many people are needed. I mean, look how many people we need just for our size church, everyone that serves in church. It's a big job, isn't it? It's relentless. But it's worth it for what? The cause of Christ. And so Yonggi is, in the early days of his church, this is the 70s, and he would often take the phone off the hook because he'd get phone calls right through the night. And he just couldn't, some days he's just so tired he needed to sleep. This particular day, it was 2 a.m. in the morning, and he felt the prompting of the Holy Spirit to answer the phone call. And at 2 a.m. in the morning, this person on the phone goes, "Do you know who I am?" And Yonggi goes in his Korean accent, "Of course I know who you are. I married you 2 years ago." He goes, "Well, you know how you married us 2 years ago? We want your blessing in divorcing us." And Yonggi goes, "Well, can't this wait till the morning?" And he goes, "Well, the man on the phone goes, we've already divided all the assets, and all we really want you to do is to come and bless us like you blessed us in marriage to bless us out of marriage in divorce. So you better come now." So Yonggi thinks, okay, I'll be there soon. But before he goes, he did something that all of us need to be aware of. And who reckons that's quite a hot topic right there? Who thinks that'll be quite a difficult situation at 2 a.m. in the morning? They've obviously had a big Barney. None of us ever have those that are married, do we? Never. And they've obviously been Christians in the church for a while. And Yongi goes and prays. He didn't pray for a long time, but he prayed. Who thinks that'd be a great idea? He prayed. Do you think you could do that? Do you think you could pray? When there's a situation that you don't know what to do you think you could pray? Do you think you could actually spend a few minutes and see what God has to say about that situation? And so he goes into his, I think it was his closet or his garage, or I don't know, but it was somewhere quiet. I guess at 2 a.m. in the morning. I don't know, it's Korea, it's probably busy all the time. But anyway, he prayed. He feels like he gets a picture from God as he's praying. This is like 5 minutes have gone by, that's all, of what's going to happen next. He sees them in their future, this couple, together. That's the picture he got. And so he goes to their house. Now, they are very wealthy people. They live in the most flashiest apartment in Korea could buy. And so he rocks up to this gated estate with all the marble and all the lovely things that people in these areas have. And he walked in, and all he could say was it was icy cold. Because of the relationship, the atmosphere was... It's not about what we have in life, it's about what we have in here. And right now, you could have cut the air with a knife. So he walks in there and says, okay, let's try and mend this situation. Straight away, the husband starts at the wife and the wife starts at the husband. And in the end, he grabs both of their hands and says, enough! I've seen a picture of you and God's told me it'll be together. And he started to pray. And he was too nervous for a little while. And then he looked at the husband, and the husband's got tears coming out of his eyes. And then he looked at the wife, and the wife's got tears coming out of her eyes. And then he grabbed their hands and grabbed them together. And the next Sunday they were in church in the choir singing, and they wondered why they had ever got to that point in their life. God can change everything. God is the answer to some of the situations that we think are impossible, but it wouldn't have happened without the power of the Holy Spirit and listening to what God had to say. Who'd like some of that power? Who'd like some more of that kind of power in their world? Come on, isn't there situations that you have that you need God's hand in? And so this morning, I want to turn to a passage of Scripture with me in Acts 8. See, the reason for this couple's success, which I've just spoken about, was the spoken word of God. Cho was able to give them, as he was praying before he arrived. And the Holy Spirit is able to transform the most difficult of situations that life can bring. You've got to recognize that. Acts 8:15, just go there. We'll probably go back to some of these points in a minute, but just go to Acts 8:15 for now. As soon as they arrived, they prayed for these Christians to receive the Holy Spirit. Bit of background, this is the Samaritans. The Samaritans had received, been baptized, they'd received Jesus. But it's obvious, isn't it, that they had not received the Holy Spirit until this period of time and when the apostles came. And so, we can be similar. We can be enjoying God. We can be doing church. We can be serving. We can be doing a lot of things. But is the Holy Spirit a really engaged part of who we are as a people of God? So I think this is an area we must talk about. Because I don't know about you, but I need all the power I can get from God for every day of my life. If it's not for me, it's for someone else. If Jared's got a problem, if Jared's going through something, then I want to be able to pray and say, well, why don't you try and know that I've heard from God? Who as a parent would love to do that more? Just doing everyday life and going to work, there's probably someone that gets on your goat from time to time at work, would there not? We need a witness in our spirit. What about friendships, girls? And some of those friendships sour, or men, so that can happen too, and it can be quite gut-wrenching. We've got to allow the Holy Spirit in our life to find out what God wants us to say to reconcile and mend those things. Is that right? See, things can be fixed. The devil wants to separate and destroy every relationship that's ever going to happen. But the beauty of church, and when church works well, is the church together, right? All right. So I want to talk to you about a few points this morning. Number one, speak out. Turn to your neighbor and say, speak out. So you can be a Christian. You can attend church, you can read your Bible, you can serve, you can do a myriad of things and be a good person, but until you speak out the word of God, it's really not much because it's not in your heart. And I don't want us just to have a head belief or a religious thing that we do from week to week because that's enough to get us to heaven. Why would we want to not have the benefits of a supernatural encounter with God to change our world? So when we pray, and I ask people to pray in church, like, we know we should, you know, I've been to, where's Sean? Singapore, what's pastor's name? I've been to Kong Hee's church with Charlie and Helen and some of these guys. And at that stage, there's about 23,000 people in Singapore there. And when the pastor said, pray, I thought the roof was going to lift off. It was that powerful. Everyone just immediately began to speak in tongues or pray. Who thinks that there's going to be power in that place? And yet we're in Australia and we think, oh, well, you know, she'll be right. I want to stay cool. I don't want anyone to hear me. I've got to keep my image. Well, I like my image too, but I'm prepared to be a fool for the name of Jesus Christ. Are you? God's touching your life. I'll pray for you later. Is that all right? God bless you. Good to see you. Thanks for bringing. Thank you, Jesus. The power of God transforms lives. See, one thing's for certain. You will know when you have the Holy Spirit in you. You will know when you have the Holy Spirit in you. You hearing me this morning? You experience His power operating through you. Now, Yongyi Cho had a vision. He was able to speak that vision out. And as he did, it transformed lives. And God confirms His word with signs and wonders, but without the power of the Holy Spirit operating in our lives, we are unlikely to speak out in boldness. The creative power of the spoken word cannot be underestimated. Come with me to Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Russell. Beep, beep, whatever you're doing there. Genesis 1, verse 2. I still like using the normal Bible as well as an electronic one. The earth was empty and formless. This is the New Living Translation, Genesis 1, verse 2. The earth was empty, a formless mass cloaked in darkness. And the Spirit of God was hovering over its surface. The important word there is it was hovering. The earth is without form. It's void. The Holy Spirit brooded over the earth, but nothing happened. Guys, but nothing happened. Is the Spirit there? Church, is the Spirit there? Everyone, where's the Spirit? It's hovering. Is the Holy Spirit ever not hovering? Is the Holy Spirit always there? The Holy Spirit's always there. It's always just there. It's always just there. Okay? We're on the same page. Good. We can have an almighty anointing of the Holy Spirit. We have one nearly every Sunday. But up until this point, nothing happened. Verse 3. Then God said, or God what? Spoke. God spoke, let there be light, and there was light, etc., etc. So you can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in our church. The pulsating, permeating presence of the Holy Spirit. But nothing will happen. No soul saved, no healing, no broken home rejoined until you speak out the word of God. Come on, give the Lord a hand this morning. If you believe that, you've got to speak out the word of God. You've got to speak out into your situation. So even if you're a more timid type of person, you can still pray and speak out the word of God. You don't have to be a Nigel. You can just do it in your own way, as soft as you like, but get it out of your spirit so that God can activate his supernatural power. God's got transforming to do. God's got things. He knows exactly what you're going to be doing, Sarah, my Sarah. He knows exactly what Sarah's going to be doing, because we had this conversation. In years to come, where maybe some of us aren't sure what we're going to be doing in years to come, but God knows. So the best thing we can do is at least give God half a chance by allowing the Holy Spirit to be a part of our life. Yes? And then when we speak out, we know that God's going to move with our moving as well. And he can redirect us. But if we never speak out, if we never say, Lord, what do you think? Lord, how what do you think about this situation? What am I going to do about that? You don't have to say it in some, oh, Lord God, where are you? Come down from the heavens. Just do it your own way. We're not religious here. I'd rather be called irreligious, in fact, than be religious. Because I want people to enjoy what we have. We have the life of God on us. Now, I know we can get carried away with that too, so I'll just, you know, just to clarify, we're not going to be crazy. But until you speak the word, come on, we've got to speak out the word of God over our lives. And this is why I'm convinced that it is quite a normal thing to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, evidenced by speaking in tongues after we have been baptized. And don't miss what I'm saying here. See, in Acts 8, what happens is all these Samaritans, they receive Jesus as Lord of their life. They were doing the best they could. Paul realizes that something's not quite right. And it was only when he prayed for them, have you been baptized? No, what's that? When they got baptized in the Holy Spirit, wow, the church expanded even more. God's power was more. The whole book of Acts is about the Holy Spirit invading our lives. Tongues is not weird in this context. Because I want to, you know, when we speak out in faith, we all know that that's what we have to do, right? You got to speak out the word of God to allow things to transform in our lives or in our world or for a situation, whatever that is. And that's why when we speak in tongues, it's not weird and crazy in that sense. Because when we speak in a tongue, we are not speaking some gobbledygook language. We may not understand it, but God completely understands every word that we are saying. And when we speak, we're saying, I'm not putting my trust in myself. I'm putting my trust in who? I'm putting my trust in God. I'm allowing the Holy Spirit to speak through me. I'm taking that faith. It's no different to Yongyi Cho in his situation where he's been praying and the Holy Spirit comes into his life and he has the answer. Because when we speak in tongues, we engage the other gifts over our life. It's not weird. Turn to your neighbor and say, tongues isn't weird. Do we understand God? A little bit, but do we really understand him? I don't think we always do we? He's a mystery, the Bible says, right, Jonathan? He's a mystery. So why should we know everything? Some people here today that you've thought, no, I don't need to speak in tongues. You know what? God wants you to. God wants you to speak in tongues. God wants you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and speak in other tongues because it produces faith in you and boldness beyond what you currently have on your life. It edifies your spirit, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15. Paul says, I talk more in tongues than any one of you, and I'm so pleased about it. See, God will give you pictures for situations you face in life as you determine to take them to prayer. Who'd like more pictures of the future? It's no different. We get pictures of our future and everyone's kind of cool with that one. You know, there's people that do that kind of thing. Lots of them in Fremantle, clairvoyance and everything else. But they do it under a different power, don't they? They mask it. The beauty of God is that this gift is free. You don't have to pay for it. God wants us to receive his Holy Spirit. He wants us to have the praying and laying on of hands as happened in Acts 8 and further down, which we'll get to, time permitting, because I want to pray for people today. And allow the Holy Spirit to infill our lives. Who'd like more of that? I want more of that. I'm going to get some prayer this morning. Every one of us should want to be, Jared, speak out as much as you want. We should be going, yes, yes, yes. Come on, say it with me, yes. Yes, I want more of the Holy Spirit. Of the Holy Spirit. Do you believe it? If I, Ken's here this morning, we've had a number of hits on our video, on our website of your knee, which I put up there a few weeks ago, or Helen did for us. And a lot of people are going, oh, I need healing for this. I need healing for that. But if I had never spoken out and said, God's going to heal your knee today, it never would have happened. Is that right? Come on. Guys, let's speak out. Girls, speak out. Speak the word of God into being over your life. Speak it out. University exams. Speak out the word of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to brood over and then engage what you have learned. Eunice, I saw her this morning too. God bless her. Wherever she is, in the middle of exams. All right. We already know that the church appointed more and more people, talking about the early church, to do the ministry through laying on of hands. We already know, too, that what started out with men who were to wait on tables, all right? If you know anything about the book of Acts, because we know from Acts 6, I think it is, they go, well, we've got to do more preaching and teaching, talked about it a few weeks ago, but we need to look after the widows. But as a result, they picked seven men full of the power of the Holy Spirit. And not only did they appoint others, I believe, to help wait on tables, but the church grew phenomenally because the power of the Holy Spirit was on their life so much. I mean, Stephen got stoned for it. But in the process, he said, how long will you resist the Holy Spirit? To the religious people. So I want to say this morning, whether we've got the Holy Spirit or not, how long will you resist the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit wants to be encompassing in everything that you're doing in life? See, Jesus used the spoken word to change and create. God used it from the beginning. And God uses it today no differently. And the disciples use the spoken word to change and create. Have you received the Holy Spirit? Oh, we better lay hands on you and pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to come on your life. All right, just to clarify this in Acts 8:16, because there may be people in this situation, the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon them, for they had only been baptized in the name of Jesus. In the book of Acts, a person knows when they receive the Holy Spirit. It's an experience which affects, you can point to. All right. Now, Paul has been to come to Ephesus and found some disciples. They've been baptized under John. Come with me to Acts 19 for a moment. Let's move over. Acts 19. Paul traveled through the interior, it says. And finally, he came to Ephesus, where he found several believers. What did he find? Several believers. All right. So they believed in God. They'd had a born-again experience. And then in verse 2, he asked this question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And they said, no. We don't know what you mean. We haven't even heard that there's a Holy Spirit. Then what baptism did you experience? And he goes on to talk about the baptism of John. It was all good. They'd received Jesus, but they hadn't received the Holy Spirit. Did you receive the Holy Spirit? Let me ask every one of us, did you receive the Holy Spirit? Have you received the Holy Spirit when you were baptized? You received the Holy Spirit. Normally, it's a secondary event. Normally, it doesn't happen straight away when you get baptized. That's why in Acts 8, and in Acts 19, and there's other passages of Scripture where they laid hands on them to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they always speak in tongues. See, let me clarify this part. Paul, in asking the question, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? He expects that a person who has received the Holy Spirit knows it. Not just because it is an inference from his faith in Christ, but because of his experience that affects, they can point to. They know they've got the power of the Holy Spirit operating in their life. As soon as they heard this, Acts 19, verse 5 and 6, as soon as they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then when Paul laid his hands on them and the Holy Spirit came on them and they spoke in other tongues and prophesied. The first two things that are going to happen. Now, Greg Moore won't mind. The other day at the prayer meeting, Greg's a great board member, been with our church a long time, and he really felt that he had a word for, where's Dom this morning? Dom, how did you feel after you had prayer when was it? Tuesday night. Awesome. Did it help you? So Greg had a picture to pray for Dom. Isn't Dom a great man of God? Come on, let's encourage Dom this morning. He deserves it. Always faithful. Came and helped. Deanne and Dom helped. And now, of course, Ryan. Been part of our church the whole time. How long is that? Must be more than that. 17, 18? 18. 18 years. 18 years. But God still wants to speak through other people. Through the Holy Spirit, and we're in prayer. God, I'm about to finish, and I just see Greg kind of turning his head, and I didn't know what he meant. And then he says, I think we should pray for Dom. See, he had an impression from the Holy Spirit, and then as he started to speak, I was like, there's a lot of stuff coming out of Greg's mouth, who's normally a reasonably quiet sort of guy. Because the Holy Spirit adds to what you first say. Who feels like sometimes they have something and they're not sure and they're just, well, maybe not. But when we speak out, God starts to add. God adds. How cool is that? That's what we want, isn't it? Who'd like to be encouraged by someone else? A about their life or about their future in God. And so the Holy Spirit is a vital part of our life. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? See, the Bible says that by their fruit you will know them. If you've got no fruit, you know there's no evidence of the Holy Spirit, then, well, God can work with you this morning. God wants to help you in this area. Is there a spirit of obedience at work in your life now? This is an interesting one. See, if you have the Holy Spirit operating in your life, you have a relationship with God, and this is where it goes from religion to relationship straight away. You will want to obey the word of God in your life. And the Holy Spirit, we need the miracle working power of the Holy Spirit for that to happen. There are situations and circumstances where we can easily go, you know what, I don't want to do that. But God's saying, hang on, what does my word say? The Holy Spirit helps us do the right thing in life. The Holy Spirit helps us to stay pure and have great relationships. Yes? Come on. Is there a spirit of praise in your life, filling your heart and mouth with worship? Is there a spirit of courage operating to overcome fear, enabling you to take more risks for God? Is there evidence of speaking in tongues and the ability to prophesy? And sometimes it's not prophesy like thou shalt, you know, God saying this. It's just, you know what, I feel like God wants you to know something. And just talk, you know, it's what it is. It's a little bit of insight. God, nearly always when we speak in tongues, you get some insight. Well, I don't know about you, but I'd rather have more insight than not enough. So one, speak out. Turn your neighbor and speak out. Second, act out. I'll be quick on this one because I want to pray. I want to pray for people this morning. First, we must speak out the word of God to change a situation. And we must have the word of God, evidenced by tongues which God understands, so that we can be the strongest possible connection we can have to heaven. Yes? Strongest possible connection to heaven. And we know when we've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, it's an experience that we always treasure. I can go back to 3 or 4 experiences in my earlier years where I just know that God touched my life powerfully. And so we act out. Tongues and visions were being proclaimed, and as they spoke out, their faith increased for the purposes of God, the Bible says, right through Acts. The promise in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon me and be my... Again, what do we got to do? Speak out. You know why I've been wanting to continue the good news stories? And we've got one this morning, which I forgot to play. No one gave me my little signal. I'm telling you, I had my little signal V. I didn't see one. We'll do that in a second. We need to hear good news about what God's doing. But as simple as that. And I'll keep hearing good news stories. We should be speaking them out whenever we get them. We should be going to Claire and David and going, I've got to tell the church this. If you've got any kind of good news story, let's hear it of what God has done. You know, I was telling you my story of the guy at the gymnasium who's a signwriter. Actually, the boss of the signwriting company, not far from here. And when I was praying for him in that moment, you know, this is in the gymnasium, it was like 10 seconds, I reckon. I actually saw, because he was describing the heart, his heart that had a problem, and I saw it was opening, and it wasn't supposed to open, it was supposed to stay closed. I saw that flap of skin or whatever it was, that you know, bony, fleshy stuff inside there, close and never reopen. And he came to me. So I prayed that way after seeing that little vision. And he came to me and he says, you won't believe this. He said, my pharmacist has found this other tablet and I haven't had a problem since. God works in, it doesn't matter, as long as it gets healed, who cares how? He came to me he took off his things and he came to me and he said, "You won't believe what happened, Nigel." So I took that as God working in his world, wouldn't you? Because he took it as God working in his world. In his power, we will be able to bring good news to the whole world. Come on. In his power, we'll be able to bring good news to the whole world. Who'd like more good news? Who'd like to kill the devil, stomp on his head? We've got to be willing to take a risk and speak out for God. Yes? Come on, give me a big yes or a roar for God. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Acts 2 verse 4. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Everyone present. The Holy Spirit wants to give you the ability today. Acts 10:46, with the Gentiles, and there could be no doubt about it, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. You know, sometimes there's Christians that just seem to be too negative and down in the mouth, just way too much. And I know we go through situations, and I'm not talking about if there's been a, you know, a death of a loved one, that's allow people to grieve. All that, you know, you're getting more drift here. But we shouldn't be negative all the time, should we? We should have some praise on our lips. I mean, even non-Christians have a lot of fun. Hey? Should be having fun. God's not boring, is he? Hey? I mean, he created Addie. Addie's not boring. Anything but. He created, look at the person next to you. Are they boring? Look at the way they've created them. Incredible. My goodness. You're such good-looking men and women in this church. God created us all different, all special. And he wants us to connect with him and have our best life. Janelle, come and join me on keys for a moment. Let's give Janelle a hand. All right. I want to pray for people this morning. If God's already touched you, just start coming. Let's stand to our feet. I'm going to keep speaking for a few minutes. If you want a touch from God this morning, you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. All right, baptism of the Holy Spirit and young people this side. Okay, baptism of the Holy Spirit and young people this side. I've got to ask some people to pray this morning and help with this. If you need a miracle this morning, I'm going to anoint you with oil. We're going to anoint you with oil this morning and trust that God's going to do something powerful. If that's you, come over this side, please. All right, baptism of the Holy Spirit that side, speaking in tongues. Caroline, you can go and help with that one. Young people over there, Jordan, you need a miracle in your life. You want God to break through the Holy Spirit. We're going to anoint you with oil this morning over this site. And then if you know that you've just keep coming. We're going to just allow this meeting to be a bit more fluid this morning. We're not closed yet. We're not finished yet. Holy Spirit wants to touch your life, church. Guys, the Holy Spirit wants to touch your life. I'm not going to leave here. If you give me the opportunity, I want to pray for every person under 20, let's make it 25, I want to pray for you. Because there's not that many. Anyone under 25, I want to pray for you. Go over that side, please. This is some of the things that the Holy Spirit does. Just listen to me while you're there. The Holy Spirit in your life produces free-flowing praise of God's greatness. Free-flowing praise of God's greatness. If you don't have free-flowing praise, it's hard for me to speak it. Free-flowing praise of God's greatness in your life. How good God is, you struggle with it. Come and stand in the middle. We're going to pray for you too. We want a free-flowing church, don't we? In the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit produces obedience to God's commands. If you know you're not in obedience to God today, change that today. Let me speak this story before I close. I want to pray for people in case there's people here that have never received Jesus as Lord of their life. If you never received Jesus as Lord of your life, or you know you want to recommit your life, we're going to do that as well this morning. I'd love to pray with you for that. Obviously, God wants to have a relationship with you today. God's already touching you. I've forgotten your name. What's your name again? Rosalie. You're in a fresh touch from God. Receive Jesus as Lord of your life. You want to do that, Rosalie? Let's pray for Rosalie right now. Let's do this together. Is there anyone else that needs to receive salvation today? You know that you need a touch from God and you're away from Him this morning. Just as I'm praying, just put your hand up and then one of the ushers will see you. Is there anyone else this morning? But Rosalie's already been touched by God. She's been in the meeting for quite a while and God's been touching her life. God wants to transform you. Come on, let's pray this prayer together, Rosalie. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your love. Doesn't matter what I've done in my past. Doesn't matter what I'm going to battle through in my future. I can do it with you. And I trust in you, Lord Jesus, today. Thank you, Lord. Father, I'm just going to lay hands on your head and pray the power of God. Father, I pray your Holy Spirit in Rosalie's life today. Lord, I pray. Father, anoint her. And Lord, put friends around her. Lord, like Josie and others in church, Lord, I thank you for the beauty of church. Lord, that we can help one another. Father, let your power transform Rosalie's life today. In Jesus' name. More, 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 more. Power of God, more. That's it. Breathe in the Holy Spirit, Rosalie. That's it. It's good. Power of God. That's it. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, God's releasing you. You feel a little bit better already, hey? Yeah. This is Pastor Charlie and Helen here. They're going to help. And Marg's here with you. I'm going to keep praying. We're going to pray in a minute, all right? Now, who are my prayers? Steve? Steve, will you're going to take this middle section. You're going to pray for anyone else. Jonathan, can you go over to this section? We're going to pray. Helen? Let's pray for these miracles. Charlie, you're already there. Let's pray for these miracles. And let's anoint these guys with oil. I'm going to pray too, but I just want to direct traffic for a moment. Now, all you young people, I'm going to come and pray for you. You under 25. Just. I'm going to pray for everyone. Come on. All right. Just start singing. Just softly. You want to join in, you can. Come on, we should be lifting our hands with churches. Church would still be going right now. Let's spend some time in worshiping God. There's situations in your life that you want the Holy Spirit to transform. You need to be in this middle section and allow Steve to pray for you. If that's you, come forward. Thanks, Urban. Join anyone else. Come on. Join this middle section. You know you need God's help. Before I close, who's glad they came to church today? Come on, the Holy Spirit's here. Holy Spirit's on your life. I don't mind if I pray for everyone. So if you're staying, we're going to get. Well, I'm going to lay hands on you this morning. Once we've finished here, don't go. So if you want the Holy Spirit, just a fresh touch, don't go. Continue to come. And once this crowd's gone, we'll pray again. Is that okay? You got that? Beautiful. Father God, I was going to finish with the story, which I'm still going to do for those of you who are listening. D.L. Moody, 1837 to 1899, was one of the greatest American evangelists of his day. Listen up if you're not getting prayer. He accepted a job as a 17-year-old in a Boston shoe store owned by his uncle. Just quieten the music down a little bit. One condition of his job was that he attend church with them. He became a committed follower of Christ. In conversation after a prayer meeting with his leader, Henry Varley, Varley said these words, "The world is yet to see what God can do through the man who is fully consecrated to him." And D.L.'s response was this, "By the Holy Spirit in me, I will try my utmost to be that man." by the Holy Spirit in me, I will try to be that woman or man of God. By the Holy Spirit in me, I can see my situation changing. There are others that can help you and get visions for your life and prayer that can transform your world. Don't go today if you need something to shift in your world. Allow this time for God to transform you. Jeff, I want to pray for you. Is that all right? Young Jeff? Thanks, man. I want to pray for you in a minute. Thank you, Father. All right, I'm going to go over here and pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and just for a touch of God on those that already received it. Everyone else, keep praying. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to turn my mic off. You're free to go if you want to go to the cafe. But if not, we're going to keep praying until we've prayed for everyone in here this morning.